America weekend.
I thought I left in Paris under the city walls, but you came back to me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stalfo.
Our next guest is a talented performer with a fascinating backstory. Her new single is titled Paris. It is great to say hello to Erica Chase. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Now, the song itself is terrific. The video is really interesting to look at as well. It's up on YouTube. But your backstory is one of the most interesting from any of the singers or performers we've had on this show. Now, you meet Dana Strum of Slaughter and Vince Neil's solo band. The next day, you're in an accident. You're hit by a truck while you're riding your bike in what ends up being a near-death experience. Now, you've said the collision of these two events changed your life and led you to the path of music all within a 48-hour period. That's quite a story.
Absolutely. And there's a little bit of extra backstory to that backstory. A few weeks prior, I was in my last semester of college trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And even though music was always at the forefront for me, I didn't really have the courage to go all in up until that experience happened. So I applied for a teaching program called Teach for America, which partners you up with inner city schools. And I thought that would be really cool. And I've always done a lot of service work. And I was like, yeah, this would be great. And I can pursue my music on the side. But as it happened, I got rejected from the program, which turned out to be a blessing in disguise, or else I wouldn't be speaking with you guys today, because the course of my life would be vastly different. And so then while I was back to square one trying to figure out what I was going to do, my dad had met a business partner that knew Dana out in Vegas, and talked to him about me, and he agreed to give some unknown singer-songwriter girl from LA a phone call, and we spoke for about an hour, and it was the strangest conversation I ever had. I'd never spoken to anyone in the music industry. I didn't even know who Dana was at first. I had to Google him, and I was like, oh, okay, he looks pretty crazy.
Isn't Google great? Google is great. It comes around at just the right time.
That's
whenever
true.
You need it, right?
That's true.
It really does. It really does. And so, and after I got off the phone with him, it was so crazy. I just felt this wave of mixed energy, like vacillating between elation and fear. I don't know. It was almost as if I sensed something was about to happen and shift. And then less than 24 hours later, I was riding my bike to meet my friend for lunch, my bicycle, and without a helmet, which I don't recommend. I was hit by a truck, and everything went completely to white. I don't remember the actual impact. And I woke up in a helicopter, a Flight for Life helicopter, with a mask over my face.
Oh, boy.
Immediately, I sort of realized that this, you know, happened for a reason, that I didn't really need any more signs from the universe, that I should probably just woman up and chase my dreams and be a music artist. And so I did that. I met Dana a few weeks later, and here we are.
It's terrible to say, but sometimes something tragic or serious like that needs to happen to wake somebody up and make them realize,
absolutely,
hey, life is short. I can't be on the fence anymore. I just need to go all in.
Absolutely. And I think that not everyone has literally been hit by a truck, but everyone has that sort of moment in their life, whether they've been fired from a job, they've broken up with someone, or, you know, they've just found themselves in a place of uncertainty. But it becomes a catalyst for a positive change, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, the single, Paris, that we played a bit of as we led into the interview, tell us about it. Tell us how it came about. Tell us what that song means to you.
Yeah, of course. Paris actually came about in a slightly different way than I normally write music. I normally sit down with my guitar and unintentionally, it sort of just happens, and I'm almost like a vessel, and a song sort of finds its way to flow through me. And it usually happens really quickly for me, about 20, 30 minutes, and music and lyrics, and it kind of all happens at once, and I don't go back to anything. With Paris, I was actually driving in my car, listening to some instrumental music, and all of a sudden, the first line of the song and melody, I Thought I Left You in Paris, just came out of my mouth, and I was like, "What? Where is this coming from?" The song is starting itself early. I'm in my car. I don't have my guitar. When I pulled up to my place, I was like, "All right, I'm going to do something I normally don't do, but I'm just going to." I feel like this line came out for a reason, and I'm going to go try and write this song, and it just came out, and it was cool. And it's really about. I mean, it stems from a personal place for me and a personal relationship, but. It's really, it relates to anybody, and the video was a great experience for me. I got to work with one of my favorite directors, a guy named Chris Hickey, who's best known for doing a lot of the Keith Urban videos and mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood, and he's done a lot of big Nashville stuff, and I was so honored and grateful that he dug the song and wanted to do this with us.
I want to talk to you about something else, too, that I think is actually really important for any young person that's listening right now who has a dream and has been knocked down in some way, shape, or form. Bullying, mm-hmm. okay? Mm. Growing up, you were bullied for having a low singing voice. Everyone's mm-hmm. different, you know, but you were bullied for that. And a grade school teacher told you you have no future in singing. You should give up.
Nerve. Wow.
I mean, give me a break. Talk about shooting down a young person's
sure.
dreams.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I was like... six or seven, and that was auditioning for some musical performance or something, and we had to sort of audition in front of the whole school, mm-hmm. which is weird.
That is weird.
And, that is weird, yeah.
I know, it was really weird, but, and so when I got up to sing, I was super nervous. I'd never done anything like that. I didn't really get too many bars in, and she was like, yeah, this is not for you, like, you
were seven.
This.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Wow.
I've got a great idea. You're on this big-time nationally syndicated radio show. Let's take the MP3 of this interview and let's send it to this teacher, because I don't know if this teacher is still working somewhere, but you know what? Here's something that teacher should listen to.
Agreed.
There you go.
You know, and you know what's the sad part about it? That teacher probably tried to be a singer when she was mm-hmm. younger, and someone knocked
her down.
So she's,
right.
you know, intern
yeah.
doing it
projecting.
To other people,
no.
which is very sad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're getting the last laugh, so...
Yeah, but at the same time, it also was something that I turned into a positive thing, and it also made me more empathetic to other kids and other people that are bullied for being different. And I always had this really strange, different voice that came out of me, and it took me a while to realize, like, that's cool. That's what
it
makes
is.
Me
yeah, unique,
unique
and what
different.
Makes you different.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that have, like... They don't fit in the status quo, and society is like, no, you must all be the same. But it's always the people that are a little bit off that end up making the biggest impact.
And, you know, you talk about a lower voice. You think about what's going on now in the music industry. I'm going to think pop for a minute. How about one
pop,
word that
yep.
comes to mind? Adele. You
oh,
have
I
a
know.
Lower voice. You know, mm-hmm. it's your instrument, and if you use it well, and if you practice mm-hmm. your art well, it's good music.
Yeah.
That you
mm-hmm.
hear from this song now. It's good music. That's the whole thing. So everyone has a niche to try to fill. Now, and that leads into the next question. You've got a time right now. The music industry is in decline in a lot of different ways. Charts are dominated with dance music, pop music. I mean, it's different now. Where does that leave new rock artists like you? And what is the solution to be able to get music like yours out there and get the exposure that it needs?
Well, you just mentioned Adele, and I definitely consider myself more of a pop artist, top 40. I do have older school influences like the Beatles and whatnot, mm-hmm. but I'm also very influenced by Adele and Sheeran, Sam Smith, and everything going on these days. But in terms of your question, I think that the genres now have all sort of blended together, and you can hear country songs on pop radio and pop songs on country radio and hip-hop songs on pop stations, and it's all sort of becoming this one thing. And I think that's because of like the YouTube and social media generation. There's really not that big of a divide anymore mm-hmm. between the genres, and as long as you make good music, whatever genre it is, and you work hard to get it exposed and get it out there, and you stand behind what you're saying, then that's great. Then it will resonate.
Who would you say is like the one person or group that you would love to, you know, a dream collaboration, if you will? Dead or alive, who would you love to perform with?
I really am a huge fan. I'd say, I'm going to say two people, even though you only gave me one.
That's okay.
I would say Bruce Springsteen and Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
The boss.
Yeah.
The boss.
And two totally different types of artists,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I have this, like, little fantasy of playing in the E Street Band with Bruce.
Wow.
For, like, one night only. I think that would be great.
See that?
And
Ed That's
Sheeran,
amazing.
He's a genius. I think he's an amazing talent. A
couple months ago, we had Nils Lofgren on the show from the E Street Band. See, next time there he's on, go. We got to say, you know what? Give this woman, Erica Chase, a
know
phone
somebody.
Call. We know somebody.
Yeah, let me play a little rhythm guitar. Let me do a little harmonies. Come
See?
On.
Stranger things have happened. You never know what we can do here on the old radio show.
That's true.
Well, it is a fascinating story. She is quite a talented performer. Again, check out the single Parish. You heard a little bit of it here. It is quite a song, and she is quite a performer. You can visit Erica's website at ericachase.com. Erica Chase, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Oh, it was my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Erica.
It was great having you on. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.